In this bulletin, Australia considers recognising the rival claimant to Venezuela's presidency, consular officials urgently seek to make contact with the Australian author detained in China, and Rafael Nadal through to the men's final of the Australian Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Tara Cozzoletto. Australia is considering following the United States in recognising Juan Guaido as the president of Venezuela. Mr. Guaido is the Venezuelan opposition leader who declared himself interim president amid growing nationwide protests against Nicolas Maduro assuming the presidency. The United States and many Latin American countries have already announced their support for Mr. Guaido. Australian Foreign Affairs Minister Maurice Payne says Australia is carefully considering how to respond.
We are very concerned at what is a clearly deteriorating political, economic and security and humanitarian situation in Venezuela, and it is having significant effects across the Latin American region. And understand other countries, including the United States, have considered supporting the President of the National Assembly. We will consider those matters.
The Australian government say they are trying to make contact with detained Chinese-Australian writer Yang Hongjun. Mr. Yang, who previously worked in the Chinese Foreign Ministry and is a prominent critic of the Chinese Communist Party, was reported missing earlier this week. The Chinese government is holding the writer in detention on national security grounds and has reportedly charged him with espionage. Australian Defence Minister Christopher Pyne is in Beijing and says he will raise the issue when he meets with his counterpart.
The Australian government is obviously concerned with the residential surveillance of Mr. Yang. He's an Australian citizen, and we are seeking to provide him with consular assistance and support to ensure that he's treated fairly and transparently.
Rescuers have ended their search for the plane carrying Cardiff City footballer Emiliano Sala, which disappeared over the English Channel 3 days ago. Sala, who signed with Cardiff City for $27 million last week, and the plane's pilot David Ibbotson, have been missing since Monday night. Searchers have scoured about 4,000 square kilometres, but have found no trace of the aircraft or those on board. Local harbour master David Barker says his thoughts are with the missing men's family and friends.
I can't begin to imagine how they must be feeling, but I do understand. And I hope they will find some comfort from the fact that we are not closing this incident. Although we are stopping searching, the incident remains open, and we are continuing with our broadcasts to ships and aircraft which are passing through the area and asking them to report anything which may be linked to the missing aircraft.
Back home, and Tasmanians are bracing for a morning of severe fire risk, with residents in south and central parts of the state being told to leave their homes. The Tasmanian Fire Service says temperatures in the high 30s and wind gusts of up to 90 kilometres per hour are likely to fan dozens of fires already burning across the state. 8 new fires started yesterday, adding to 50 others. Approximately 64,000 hectares of land have been burned. Heroic cave divers, champion athletes and community advocates are among the finalists for this year's Australian of the Year award. Dr. Richard Harris and Craig Challen, who assisted in the Thai cave rescue, are both nominated, while three-time Paralympic gold medalist Kurt Fernley and former AFL footballer and Indigenous rights campaigner Michael Long are also in contention. The National Award will be revealed tonight in Canberra at a ceremony at the National Arboretum. Now to sport, and Spaniard Rafael Nadal has booked a spot in the Australian Open men's final after defeating rising Greek star Stefanos Tsitsipas. Nadal was unfazed against the 20-year-old, winning 6-2, 6-4, 6-0. Nadal, who eliminated Alex Diminor, Francis Tiafoe and now Tsitsipas to reach the final, says young tennis players have had an impressive run this year.
Always a big challenge to play against them, but that's the beautiful thing about this sport, too. You know, we are able to share generations, and now there is a young and very good new generation coming, so that will be interesting. They are here already. We are well talking about them, but they are really here now fighting for the most important thing. So just wish all of them a very successful career.
Nadal's opponent will be decided later tonight when world number one Novak Djokovic faces French outsider Lucas Pouille. And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny, 27 degrees. Adelaide, a possible late shower, 31. In Melbourne, windy with an afternoon cool change expected, 44 degrees. Hobart, very hot with a possible storm, 37. In Canberra, hot and sunny, 39 degrees. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 28. Becoming sunny in Sydney, 29 degrees. Much the same in Newcastle, 31. In Brisbane, a possible morning shower, 32 degrees. Cairns, showers, 30. And in Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 32 degrees. I'm Tara Cozzoletto. This is SBS News.